This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Although some of you listening to this are already in 2021, so Happy New Year. Let me be the first to say it. Well, maybe the second or third or fifth, I don't know, when you're listening to the show. That's the beauty of it. And here on the show, we appreciate all of you. The mailbag this year is so full. Thank you for all your thoughts. You can always send them to me. A quick reminder, Kate of KateDelaneyRadio.com. We have some exciting things coming your way. I'll announce them when we get back in January, and we've got a great show loaded up for you as well. A couple of quick things right here at the top of the show. One, with all of the hubbub over the stimulus check, some of you need to look at your account because you have direct deposit perhaps through the Internal Revenue Service and you could be getting your stimulus check or could have already on Tuesday, Wednesday, who knows, this week. So that money, that $600 per person, I know is desperately needed by so many people. Make sure you check irs.gov, get my payment, because you can check your status and just keep looking, you know, later this week and you might have it delivered, because if you've already were hooked up the last time, you probably you would still be hooked up again. So anyway, there's the good news. You want the bad news? There's a couple of things. One of the things is that we talk about the UK and the COVID strain, another strain that has come about, and of course that led to lockdown of so much of Britain because of that, and also the testing to get into the United States, and many other countries saying no, we don't want you here. Well, now there is a story that's popped up that Colorado has confirmed the first known U.S. case of a new strain of the coronavirus that was first identified in the United Kingdom. And the patient is a man in his 20s. He's isolated, has no travel history whatsoever. That's scary, except for that pretty much if you listen to any of the people who are in the health biz, I call them the gatekeepers, you know, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci talked about this, that believe me, it's here in the United States. He said that if it's in the UK, we have it. And speaking of England, in Britain, some have received their second and final dose of coronavirus vax 3 weeks after the vaccinations began in the United Kingdom. So shots of the Pfizer vaccine are supposed to be 3 weeks apart. The U.S. program, our program in the United States, of course, started 1 week later. And there continues to be more people that are getting the vaccine, high-profile people, to let those who are doubters see that they're getting it, so why wouldn't you? And you know what's interesting is it shows you about the numbers. Remember when the vaccines first started rolling out, we talked about it here on the show. We talked about it with Dr. Sal and some others that we were going to probably, in the United States, come close to vaccinating 20 million people by January 1st. That forecast is way off. holiday surge, all of that. We know the pandemic's getting worse. We go through the dark time and then come out to the light, because we have more than 19 million confirmed coronavirus cases. And these numbers are from Johns Hopkins University, and the global total over 81 million. And then I mentioned the news of Colorado confirming they have the first known U.S. case of that new strain that's believed to be more contagious. And I'm sure that we'll know more about that afterwards. But boy, oh boy, can we not say goodbye to 2020 soon enough? I know that many of you absolutely feel that way, and you've expressed that on this show throughout the year. I mean, it is unbelievable. I'm craving hugs. I mean, are you craving hugs? I'm giving you all a virtual hug right now. That, again, it's very, very strange. I mean, strange times doesn't even really describe what the year has been like. Really tough. And definitely take time for yourself and think about that. Think about taking a breath and, you know, relaxing and just taking in the end of the year and leaping into now, of course, the new year, and putting this behind us, at least hopefully in the next 6 months, because I know economically it's been tough. It's been tough for families, for friends, for everything. I mean, it's the biggest disaster of many of our lifetimes. And I said this at the beginning of the pandemic. For those of you who might not have listened or don't know, my great-grandmother died with the Spanish flu back in 1918, and I had no idea until this happened, and I had a conversation with my aunt who said, oh, yeah, but I don't know many details. I mean, we barely knew her name because my grandmother was 7 months old, and then my grandfather devastated, boop, moved on, that was it. And to me, my great-grandmother was the woman I'm named after, and she still is, or was. Her name was Kate Wilson, but it just goes to show you, I didn't even know that family history, but because of the pandemic, that came up. Wow. Absolutely crazy, huh? You might have by now streamed Wonder Woman 1984. I watched it the other day because we have HBO Max, and now there are other movies that are going to come out that way. And I gave it like a 7 out of 10, but a lot of people are buzzing about it. And bravo to Gal Gadot, who, of course, is Gadot, who is great in it. I mean, she is the face of Wonder Woman. There's no question. And look for that third installment of it, because I think it's going to be rushed. That's what the saying is out of Hollywood anyway. And so far right now, it is the highest grossing movie, because what a strange year that it's been for Hollywood, and obviously taking a hit because people aren't going to movies, and now you have this whole streaming thing, of course, that's happening as well. So you might be spending the new year taking some things back, of course, curbside or running in with your mask on or whatever it might be, or you might, again, be taking some time to just chillax for yourself, which I think is always a great idea. And it's a reminder that coming up, we have some great conversations, in fact, that I just had the other day, one of them that's coming up with Phil Golding in Australia, and he suffered from depression when he was 11, starting when he was 11, all of a sudden it kicked in, and he's written two incredible books, really, on what do you do when you find yourself in this situation, and everybody's telling you, oh, ride a bike, or take some walks, or things that just don't seem to stick, and now more than ever with this isolation, we see that people are suffering from depression, whether it's a severe form of depression or not, or people that already are depressive, it's gotten that much worse. And just the other night we had on Dr. Carol Lieberman, and she talked about that what that isolation brings, and the fact
it's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, time for our final mailbag of 2020 and then heading into 2021. Wow. 2020 certainly was not the year that any of us expected. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours the very best in the new year. It's going to be different, people. Trust me. I can't look into a crystal ball and tell you exactly when, but it's going to be different. And I said this how many times in the beginning of the year? I honestly thought we would get through this faster. I thought that we would have sort of those dips and then it would come back, and it was nothing of the sort. You know, so many people find themselves in these situations where they're hanging on by a thread, and all of us are in some sense. I can't believe that there's anybody out there that's saying, even if they're having a good year financially, if they somehow are in the right business or whatever, I can't believe that there are people listening to me that haven't suffered in some way. When I say we're all in this together, unfortunately, that became like almost like a sports cliche, you know, how they are when you constantly hear something over and over again. But it has to get better from here, and it will. It's just a question of timing, and we are in this together because globally and nationally here in the United States, you know, we're missing people. We have had things that have been canceled, delayed, and whatever. I mean, from whether it's sporting events and that's what your family does and it's the great escape for you, or whether it's concerts. Maybe you run out to concerts, or maybe it's your favorite watering hole. For me, I just saw one of my favorite restaurants go down, and I feel so badly for the owners who are tremendous, but and we tried to save it, and people tried to order food, but there was only so much you can do, and it's been very tough on the restaurant business. I've said this over and over again. The losses are incredible. The dip in transportation, same thing. Hospitality, wherever you're listening to me, I guarantee somewhere there is a tourism bureau. There is a CVB, or it may be Visit Orlando, Visit Dallas, Visit whatever, because they're named different things. But and there are people that were furloughed from those jobs, and the economic factors affected, you know, if obviously the numbers affected so many people. Let's just put it that way. On a previous show, I went through some of those numbers, and it's pretty scary. And you think of working remotely, the amounts of people working remotely, you know, 60 million plus, and that's going to remain the same. And kids that aren't in school, that are in school, but they're in front of a screen in their bedroom, is very strange. And now it's just become normal, where you see somebody and they're being interviewed, or you're having a conversation, and we're just seeing what's ever in the background. So it's, you know, it, all of a sudden, it is an internet world. If it wasn't before, we know it is. Absolutely. Now, the hardest ticket to get in sports is the Masters, and the Masters delayed their ticketing process for 2021 for their tournament because they have to see what's going to happen. So anyway, I got a bunch of emails. Let's hit those in the mail room I am. This one is from Pike, and Pike says, Kate Delaney, I just want to be the first to wish you a happy new year. Maybe I'm not the first, but hopefully I'm somewhere at the top of the list. I really enjoy your show, gal. Keep it up. There aren't too many of you out there. And I like the fact that, dang, you can talk about a lot of different things because, yeah, I can get my Hannity fix, but I need my Kate fix later on in the day, and I listen to you at all different times, and I'm a trucker, so thanks for that. Ooh, I'm the granddaughter of a trucker. Got to blast that air horn for me somewhere, wherever you are cruising around. Thanks for that. This one is from Taylor, and Taylor says, thank God for the stimulus check. Kate, I heard you talk about it, and you're right. The president wanted $2,000. He made a point, but at least the $600 comes through, and more importantly, for people I know, luckily I'm not in that situation, or my family isn't, but the unemployment gets extended. I mean, and these are people that are proud people that would work tomorrow doing whatever they could do, but they can't, and that partially is because, and mostly because of the pandemic and the lack of opportunities. That's something people don't often talk about, but it's obvious that, yes, there's opportunity for some, but there's a lot of opportunity that has been shut down. Even if you figure out a good way to do something with the gig economy, you still are making nowhere near what you used to make. So, hey, $600 you know, versus 2,000. Of course, there's a big difference there, but better than nothing. And then unemployment, woohoo, absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I said. Not everybody's getting stimulus checks either, and it depends on what you make. It depends on where you fall, but a lot of people will get them. So people who earn up to $75,000, couples making less than $150,000 get the full one-time amount. So it's half of the value of the first round of checks that were issued, but at least it's something. And then there, you know, then from there, there still are, there is some that you could get depending on what your, you know, what your salary was, what your tax return was, I guess is the best way to put that. Okay, let's go to this one from Macon. I love that name, Macon. I'm just assuming, I could be completely wrong. I'm thinking Macon, Georgia, but that is a cool name. So Macon says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you are a coffee chick, but, and I know you've talked about the DD Dunkin', they are releasing some kind of coffee that has 20% more caffeine. Dunkfetti, they're calling it. Did you hear about it? Because I think you know all things coffee. Well, thank you for that. And Macon, I do know about the coffee. I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts all the time when I lived on the East Coast and other places that I lived, too. They're calling it extra charged coffee. And again, it has what you said, 20% more caffeine. And it's, I guess, for a limited time, though, I think. It's for a limited time anyway. It's going to be, they're going to charge for extra charged coffees are going to be like $2. And they serve it either hot or iced and that kind of thing. And it's kind of clever. I mean, it's a clever marketing thing, right? Heading into January, what they said in the news release was people could use a little extra of a lot of things, including extra encouragement, extra energy, extra excitement. So that's marketing right there, definitely. All right, again, this is our last, depending on when you're listening to me, but it is the last 2020 mailbag, and heading into 2021, or Happy New Year for everybody listening, because here we are into the new year, 2021. I know what a crazy view for all of us. I got this one from Sam I Am, and Sam says, Kate, did you pick a word for the new year? I used to think that was a stupid thing, but now that I have all this family time and we're playing games and doing different things, the word game became big in my house. Everybody had to pick a word, and actually it was a silly little game, but it was a silly little game that I participated in. And my word was energy. Okay, so my word, you asked me about my word. I didn't used to play those silly little reindeer games either, but I picked a word. My word is catapult, because I like the whole idea. First of all, I like catapults. You know, I think of ancient history and the crazy catapults, and maybe it's because I was into Game of Thrones, or I don't know what, but the action of catapult, like boom, you just, and that is kind of energy too. It's moving forward, leaping forward, going toward some kind of a target, and I'd like to catapult us out of COVID and back into something much more comfortable, where we can actually walk around and not worry about masks, and not worry about, oh my gosh, was I at a super spreading event, or oh, I had 3 weddings I was supposed to go to and I couldn't go, or I could take the show to Ireland and all of you could go and see your friends, we could hang out at our favorite watering holes, as I'm fond of saying, you could go bowling again, or many of the other things that you haven't been able to do, even if you still have been able to get out. There still are some limiting things that have happened to every single one of us. I mean, you know, popping down to Disney World with the kids or whatever. I mean, it's no question about it. All right. And then this is going to be the last one. This one is from Jake. He emails us all the time, probably for the last decade here on the show in Austin. We've kind of watched him grow up. Jake says, Kate, would you get on one of those MAX jets right now, the 737s, the Boeings? I heard you talk about that, and the fact that the pilots were talking to people and they were doing all kinds of things to get people comfortable with it. And then when you get a ticket, they make sure that you know, they let you know that you're going to be on a MAX. Well, yeah, because you're saying that because of the 2 crashes. Well, I read a lot about it and how it's been greenlit and how they tested it. So I'm going to say I would feel comfortable doing it, but of course I'm not getting on any planes anytime soon. Remember, you can always email me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Despite no crowds being allowed tonight in Times Square, the show must go on, and the ball at midnight will drop. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying he's looking forward to ringing in the new year.
Don't believe any doubting Thomases that say because there's not going to be a million people or more in Times Square that it's not going to be special. It's going to be actually arguably the most special, the most poignant, the most moving New Year's Eve.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states, if not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News.
I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up?
A Wisconsin hospital worker has been fired for intentionally removing COVID-19 vaccines from a refrigerator, forcing the hospital to throw out more than 500 doses. The hospital saying at first they thought it was human error, but the woman admitted she did it on purpose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Perfect way to end the year and start a new year, I think, and it is to get healthy. And I know so many people that are struggling, and we know that many of the listeners have reached out to me, and we've had people on the show, we've talked about it, but this is really comprehensive. Phil Golding joins us, and he's joining us from Brisbane, Australia, and he's written a book called Five Steps to Freedom and Real Healing, Real Awakening, A Comprehensive Guide to Overcoming Suffering and Expanding Your Consciousness. And there's so much said there because you think of overcoming suffering and then also expanding your consciousness. And so much of it is about the mind. And we had an off-air conversation, and I'm going to go to Phil. He's in our virtual green room, that I think was really enlightening and will be for many, many of you. So Phil, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for inviting me.
So you talked about, to me, you were telling me about your own depression, and you know what that's like. So you write about what you know about, and this happened when you were a child. So you had, you said you suffered from chronic depression. What was that like?
It was like, sorry, I've got a bit of a chest condition, so I get a bit croaky. But it was like the world started to become more and more inside a bubble, and I was outside the bubble. And I just felt more and more disconnected. So by the time I was halfway through my, you know, last senior year in high school, I felt so far out of the bubble and so disconnected. I was really starting to implode. I ended up leaving school thinking that getting out into, you know, what I thought was the real world, you know, was going to solve all those problems. But, of course, I just took me with me. And but getting very disconnected because I didn't know how to connect to myself. My upbringing was okay. I had my elder brother had some anger issues, and I got a lot of bullying there and got a lot of bullying at school. But also, my parents were good people, but just my sensitivity, my character type was very different to anyone else in my family, and I could not find anyone who got me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And could speak to me in terms of what was going on inside my mind. So I really didn't have any mentors to help me understand how to relate to myself and understand what my, you know, talents, abilities, or the way my mind worked was about. And so I was trying to fit in and just get by as a kid, but it just really wasn't working because what was inside my head really wasn't gelling with what was around me, and so I just felt more and more disconnected.
And then you come out on the other side, and you talked about just what that process was like, that ironically, you live with an alcoholic, your wife was an alcoholic, and I think people can relate to that listening to this. And 12 steps sort of set you on that path. And what was it like for you when you came out of that dark tunnel and you realized, wow, I matter and I am better. I don't have this chronic depression. That had to be incredible to feel that lift off, so to speak, off your back and off your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that the first thing it gave me was, acceptance from the people in the program. I didn't go to AA. I went to one of the other 12-step programs, obviously. Because I was taught I was okay, and I could start to have a relationship with who I was rather than trying to get away from myself all the time, naturally the barriers to myself started to, enter my awareness, and I was able to break down those barriers, one by one, which in turn brought realizations and understandings that helped me to function, I guess. And 8 years down the track, I was certainly functioning and doing very well and getting ahead in my life. But whenever I really tried to extend myself, my depression would kick in again. There was this learnt helplessness there. And so I had the opportunity to really sit down and spend a few weeks doing nothing but delving into myself and getting out all the tools that I'd learnt. I just kept going deeper and deeper, and the pathway that took me was that self-acceptance pathway, and I just kept going to a depth where I finally got to a fundamental level of self-acceptance. I just broke away all the barriers that were keeping me from myself. And I understood then that my whole depression was based on just beliefs that judged myself as not good enough. And I was corralled into those. They would just keep locking me in. And within that space, I just felt helpless and hopeless.
And once
I broke that down, I was waiting for, that's good, that's a good realization. I was waiting for, signs of that depression to come again, but it never did.
Which is tremendous, and then it leads us to your book. And I love the way you spelled it out, because it's a long title for a reason. 5 Steps to Freedom, that's number one. Who doesn't want that? And real healing, real awakening, a comprehensive guide to overcoming suffering that you went through, and expanding your consciousness. So you talk
about... That's actually two books.
Two books, yeah. So you talk about the five steps to freedom.
Tell us about the.
I mean, you don't have to go deep on the steps. Obviously, we don't have enough time, and we want people to read it. But what are the five steps to freedom? Give us one of them.
All righty. Well, I was developing this around the same time the chapter who developed acceptance and commitment therapy, which were both mindfulness-based processes, which ended up being quite similar, actually, in some ways. And so my first step, I put it as self, as acceptance. It's not just about self-acceptance. We've got to also accept what's in front of us, what we're dealing with. You know, when I started, I had to accept that I didn't have a qualification. I dropped out of school. You know, I sort of knew how to work on cars and I liked to spray paint and things like that. So, you know, things like that. So I just had to accept that I wasn't living these dreams that I had in my head. That's where I was, and so that's where I start. And so the acceptance is about really allowing in what is in front of me, myself, my circumstances. I can then work with it. If I'm arguing with it or think I'm a victim of it or in conflict with it, then I can't work with it. And so acceptance is learning how to let what is in and stop judging it, which is the heart of mindfulness. And gives me then the opportunity, okay, what can I do? What is in front of me? What can I do now with that? And so that enables us, enables me and anyone who takes the process or goes down this path to have a relationship with themselves and their set of circumstances. And so you can start working with it then.
Yeah, boy, well so said.
Yeah, so the degree you think you're a victim of your own psychology or your circumstances is the degree that you're giving your power away to that.
Yeah, and that's a strong one. For anybody listening, that's really strong, obviously, what Phil just went through. And as he said, the two books, so again, Five Steps to Freedom, like I said at the start, and Real Healing, Real Awakenings, A Comprehensive Guide to Overcoming Suffering and Expanding Your Consciousness. And, you know, deconstructing that and going through all of that and coming to that point where you really are healing and you did it, like I mentioned, of course, is an incredible thing. What do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Well, to understand that there is a way, you know, that the path is known. Like, I'm writing stuff that other teachers are writing all around the world. It's a common understanding now, not necessarily totally mainstream yet. It's getting more mainstream in terms of mainstream psychology. It's got mindfulness there now, which is powering it up much more. But there's still this belief that you know, we are somewhat powerless over certain things. But it's understanding that there isn't a trauma, there isn't a psychological issue that you have that can't be overcome. You know, providing you're you know, fully functioning as a human being on a mental level. And most people who think we're not actually are. That's a bit of an odd statement. But, there's things that people look at and think, well, I can't break through that. I've got to take a pill or something. That's fine in, you know, on the short term, but, there's so much more that we can break through. I work with very deep trauma, and if the person is willing to work with me, and I can educate them, help them understand what the mind is about, how it works, and then understand how to step into where their power of consciousness, awareness, how to relate to that, and understand what powers that up. And then we can have a relationship with our mind. And I've not encountered a trauma or a psychology that we can't work through.
Yeah, boy, that has to be so, so rewarding. And so your first step in listening to us, really, both books, Five Steps to Freedom and Really Healing, Really Awakening, A Comprehensive Guide to Overcoming Suffering and Expanding Your Consciousness. Phil Golding, thank you so much. Perfect time for this. And don't be afraid. Take those steps. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Chloe Ormerod joins us, and she's written a book called One Girl's Army, and she's got another book that's in the offing. So 2021 is going to be fabulous for her, too, as well. But this book, One Girl's Army, is riveting. It will pull you in. And her main character, we're going to talk about Scarlett Jaden in just a minute here. But first, let's go to Chloe. She's in the UK. Chloe, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about writing. Did you ever think that you were going to be a writer? Like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write. When you were a kid, was that like on your brain, I'm going to write?
Well, I've always had like a very weird and like creative imagination. And first of all, like writing didn't really click with me at first. But what I first started to do when I was in high school is I created comic books with my friends. And so that's how my storytelling journey began, really. And it wasn't until I was 19 when I first started, you know, on writing the manuscript of One Girl's Army.
So for comic books, for doing that, starting to do that, were you also good at drawing? Were you kind of an illustrator person as well?
Yeah, I took art when I was in high school and art. So yeah, but I'm probably no good at it now.
So you must think visually. So I'm thinking you visualize scenes and whatnot.
Yes, I do. So part of my my writing process, especially when I'm like, if I'm like so like absorbed in this scene, I'll sometimes listen to music to help it, just to help my my brain visualize, like also like sort of like a movie in my own head, and I can just like type it down of what's going on in my head.
Wow. So and the music helps. So do you have, it's funny, I'm thinking, you know, do you have a playlist of go-to jams that you listen to that just sort of bring out the creativity?
Yes, I have a playlist of, like, you know.
Oh, you got to tell us one of them. Maybe it'll work for us. Give us one of your big ones. Who is it? I'm so curious. Oh. It could be anything.
a lot of, like, you know, classic, like, cinematic scores and all that, like Thomas Bergerson's classic cinematic music and all that. It just brings, like, the imagination to life. No, there's epic strings and, yeah.
Epic strings. It's funny, I'm thinking of that, and I can see how that would work because of, I mean, it's just like you're matching to your words the music, much like somebody in that profession does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, that's an interesting process for sure. So I can imagine how that worked for One Girl's Army. Tell us about that. Tell us the story of One Girl's Army.
Well, One Girl's Army is a first-person point of view of Scarlett Johansson. So the reader is experiencing everything that Scarlett experiences, as like she loses her brother at a young age in a tragic accident during her time at the orphanage, which is now haunting her, as well as her fear of the darkness, which has become an evolved paranormal entity that manipulates her like during her journey. And
so you got to go back on that. So the paranormal element of that, how do you bring that in? Do you watch a lot of sci-fi? Do you know a lot about paranormal, which of course is popular? It's very popular now.
Yeah. Not entirely, like, you know. Again, inspired by it. It's just something that pops into my head, really.
Yeah.
And especially because it's this book's from Scott's point of view and naming this paranormal entity, not like the Mistress of Darkness, just to give it that sinister sort of feeling.
Right, because when we think darkness, it does conjure up a scary image. That's something, mm-hmm. Wow, does Scarlet want to deal with the Mistress of Darkness? And what is that like? And what is that battle like?
Oh, it's a battle between light and dark, really. Like, you know, like no weapons, but just light.
Right, and trying to seek more light, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that. You have a great heroine, Scarlett Johansson. And coming up with Scarlett Johansson, how did you come up with her characteristics?
Oof. Well, I did, like, you know, sort of, like, scoop into, like, a little bit into my personality. Like, you know, not as much of my personality now, but, you know, my personality back then. And it's like, about... probably how I would probably feel like in that situation, but how I can people who I've met and all those different personalities and that, and I just feel like, oh, Scarlett could be, you know, that one girl in high school and that who's always on her own, who's always, is quite of a loner, quite, you know, shy, and something that, you know, unexpected of a female heroine, sort of thing.
Well, there you go. You nailed it. Something unexpected of a female heroine. What do you hope people take away when they, besides obviously being entertained and enjoying it, what do you hope people take away from reading your novel, One Girl's Army?
The main obstruction with this novel is that it has two endings. So it's basically all about that decision making and like intense situations, whether, like, you know, good or bad, or with the bad ads, you know, like learning from all the bad decisions, you know, as life lessons for the future.
Was it fun to write two different endings?
Yes, very fun. And also I hope, like, you know, readers and I find it fun and I just to be, like, more immersed into the story as well as actually feeling like they are Scarlett Jayden.
Yeah, I like that, and it reminds me of video games, where decisions that you have to make when you're in some of the games, and then, of course, filmmakers often have two different endings, and you don't always see what the original ending was, and sometimes they test it with audiences, so that is a very, very clever twist. And again, the book is One Girl's Army. You can get Chloe's book on Amazon, and I know that you've got another book that you're working on called Synth, right?
And, yeah, that's right.
And that's got that sci-fi twist. So tell me, I mean, it's sci-fi, so tell me about what's coming up.
Well, Synth is about an android from the future, and he gets sent to the past as sort of like a social experiment to see whether an android could integrate into a human society. So he's sent back into 19th century Great Britain, but instead he doesn't know that he's an android, so he's faced with, like, all these emotions and like you know, being overwhelmed with them, so, like, saying if they are ever making more resistant to him or he will break and become a defective, as I like to say.
And so 19th century Britain, you had to do a little research there, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it's in the Victorian era, which is... I'm a bit of a history buff.
Oh, so that's great because, you know, people are drawn to the Victorian era, and there are a lot of shows that are focusing on that, especially British shows that are popular around the world, not just in England. Was it fun to dive into that using history and then, of course, making that a sci-fi book, a novel?
Yeah. Very, very, like, you know, heavily, you know, researching and art, and also that there was like things that I didn't even know, some things that can be a bit dark that that many people may not even know about the Victorian era and art. So yeah,
all right, now you have me so curious. A thing that can be a bit dark, yikes.
Yeah.
I thought we knew it all. I thought we had gone down those paths. So that's interesting because then you meld the future with the past and they collide, and then what is that like? And especially, like you say, the Victorian era to take it there. And so that's coming out in 2021.
Yeah.
Wow. So is it fun to have this one exciting book that's out there, One Girl's Army, and then to put this other one to bed and go through the process of waiting for it to be published?
Yeah. Especially, like, it's like, you know, getting the time and art, and then also, and just getting it expired every day, you know, just to write, really.
Yeah. Well, Chloe, it's been a delight to have you on the show. Again, go to Amazon and pick up her book and wait for Synth 2 that's coming out, and we'll talk to her then. Chloe Omorod, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.